A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, you ain't got any money left. Let me tell you, the spending already is so off the charts. Are you ready for this number, David?
I'm ready.
According to Adobe, which tracks all of the holiday spending, shoppers spent, and this is American shoppers. You can't look at the rest of the world and go, yeah, it's your fault. $9.12 billion online shopping during Black Friday. That is a record. Overall, online sales for Black Friday were up almost 2.5% year over year. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why? Why?
Year over year, we're up. We've spent over $9 billion just on the Black Friday sales.
Disgusting.
Why? You're asking the question, why? Well, yeah. You think it's because...
Oh, I think we never had a problem with inflation and spending.
Stop
and,
it.
And to begin with, I think that was just... It was all a lot of chatter leading up to the midterms. And I think Black Friday is proof as to why we never had a red wave that was highly anticipated. Didn't really happen during the midterms. We aren't as afraid of spending as the polls made us out to be.
You don't think we're suffering with inflation, and this proves it.
No, I don't. We may be suffering, but we're willing to dismiss it.
Okay, so those are two different things, right? I think if we dismiss it and ignore it, that would explain it to me better than, you're not suffering as much as the headlines say you are. I think the alternate headline for this, Deb, is... FOMO, fear of missing out. Americans don't care about what they're spending. They don't care about credit card debt because that's where it's going. It's not like Americans have these giant stacks of cash just sitting in their house. What do I do with it? No, they see a great deal. There's a fear of missing out on this great deal, so they'll put it on a credit card.
I might have done a little of that. Let's take texts on this one on our KSL text line, 57500. Did you buy something on Black Friday? And Cyber Monday counts too. So give us a quick text, 57500, if it's safe to do so. Like if you aren't busy at a computer right now trying to grab that lightning deal on Amazon, it's safe to text us, 57500. What did you buy? Come on.
I bought nothing.
What?
I got a few things in my cart, in my Amazon cart.
Nobody listening to this conversation remotely believes that you're telling the truth. You bought nothing.
Now, I can't speak for my wife, but I can tell you, I have a couple of pairs of headphones in there that I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
JBLs?
How did you know?
I don't know.
Jeez, stalker. Weirdo. How did you know there was JBL headphones? Did you just buy some?
No, I didn't.
Holy smokes. Yeah, no,
Dave, I'm
sorry, I'm a little creeped out here. I'm trying to figure out how in the world you knew exactly the kind of if you think headphones, you go, well, AirPods? Because you've seen me wear AirPods every day for the last 5 years. But you're like, JBL?
I saw it. I was on the Zone. I was on Amazon this weekend and I saw the JBLs were a good deal and I was tempted, but I have AirPods I never wear. I never wear those doggone things. So I thought, what do you need a pair of JBLs if you never wear the one pair you have? This is what is even more, it gets wilder for me. Like the turkey at the Thanksgiving table. Thanksgiving Day spending also off the charts. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Record breaking. This is according to a CNBC article I pulled this morning. You can look at any article. It'll tell you the same thing. Record-breaking spending comes off the heels of a strong day of Thanksgiving shopping. What is going on? Like, aren't you busy watching football and eating?
Oh, yeah.
An all-time high. Americans shelled out an all-time high. Are you ready for this on Thanksgiving? $5.29 billion online. That's up almost 3% YOY, which is year over year. Typically, we spend about $2 to $3 billion online in that day, but apparently we were feeling it on Thanksgiving. Did you buy anything on Thanksgiving? You didn't even buy anything at all.
Oh, this weekend, big fat nothing. No, Deb, these numbers, it does, I think, speak a little bit to the fact that there's no longer a Black Friday. There's no longer a Cyber Monday.
This is true.
It is an entire week, an entire month of great deals. Mm-hmm. And if you have a little free time, you're sitting down, surfing around.
The week before Thanksgiving, I wandered into a Walmart. This had to have been like Sunday or Saturday before Thanksgiving. The aisles were lined with Black Friday deals. And they didn't even have like police tape around them. You know, it wasn't like roped off, you can't touch, wait until Friday morning at 5 a.m. You could scoop up whatever you wanted. It just seems so non-Black Friday-ish to me.
So different.
Today is going to be even bigger. $11.2 billion for Cyber Monday, which is today. Up 5% YOY, which we now know is year over year. Up 5%. David, this is nuts.
Yeah, I would have thought that these numbers would have been very low.
Me too.
But I've read a few articles, one in the Wall Street Journal specifically, that said part of the reason we're seeing such great deals is because supply chain issue, right? We just supply, we made so many things. There was such a demand for stuff that basically we over-manufactured. And now you have everybody trying to get rid of this inventory. So there are massive slashes. So if you're like, but this deal's too good to pass up. That is what I think we're dealing with. We're looking at deals, we're looking at things, and the deal is too good to pass up.
Yeah,
even if we have to put it on a credit card.
I paid cash, but I bought a vacuum. And it's not just any vacuum.
Merry Christmas, Deb.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what is better than having Walmart deliver a carpet cleaning vacuum to your back door? On like Black Friday, I walked out. There it was. I was so excited. I scooped it up, and then I realized it didn't come with enough cleaning solution. So I ran to Walmart and I bought the cleaning solution that I needed. I have the cleanest carpets in all of Utah right now. I cleaned them twice this weekend. $99, regular $249.
You did some Black Friday cleaning?
Dollars.
That's I did the some worst
Black
weekend
Friday
ever.
And Saturday cleaning on our text line 57500. Bought nothing fun. Just winter coats for my kids and a pair of shoes for one of my kids. This listener says a coat for mom and clothes for the grandchildren and sweaters for me and the spouse. And that a lot of good deals on sweaters, that's for sure. I guess they had an overabundance of sweaters because they were all $9. They were all $9. Have you ever heard of this phrase, Dave? I'm going to throw out an acronym for you. BNPL.
No. Is that like a new government entity? You know who got arrested? You got arrested by BNPL. You know those guys. They'll crack down on you.
It's buy now, pay later. And this is all of the rage on the internet.
Isn't that called a credit card?
No, it's buy now, pay later. And it's a lot of times it's no interest. And you could spread your payments out over several months. And it is all of the rage.
Okay.
Especially online. It is not like the old layaway. It's a lot different. In the 11 o'clock hour. In the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to dive into BNPL. And I want to
M-O-U-S-E. Okay.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.